There was just a study done at the Mayo Clinic within the last couple of months. Dr. Douglas Wood, I think is his name, head of design and innovation at the Mayo Clinic, who says the future of medicine can be found in the home before and after any incidents, because the home is preventative and it's also curative.
What is design harmony and how can it help your bottom line?
Have you hit a wall when it comes to growing your interior design business? Then welcome to Wingnut Social, the podcast specifically designed to accelerate your business through increased social media presence, impactful online content, and translating industry experience into physical success. This is your design business tightly fastened. Now welcome the hosts of Wingnut Social, Darla Powell and Natalie Graff.
Hey there, welcome to the Wingnut Social Podcast. I am your host, the Grand High Poobah of all things Wingnut, Darla Breezy Shorts Powell. And I am joined by my co-host, afflicted with gingivitis,
Natalie Graff. Breezy Shorts, Darla, are you feeling okay today?
I don't know. I was thinking of something nature. I was thinking of outside, the outdoors, and the air and the breeze. And I have to tell you, I'm still kind of run down from the Super Bowl party we had.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if you were trying to get this to go along the lines of what our podcast is going to be about.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
exactly.
Look at that.
For sure.
Oh, but you didn't even do that on purpose.
But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about High Point. Are we going?
Of course we're going.
To Spring Market? Of course we're going, because we're speaking there.
Yes, but you cannot announce anything yet, so hush your mouth.
We're speaking. Yep. I can't wait to announce it, because I love seeing you guys at High Point Market. Yeah.
Oh. Yes, we are going. I already have our flights booked, our lodging booked. We are squared away.
Are we allowed to say who our roommates are in our VRBO?
No,
oh,
we are not.
We cannot name drop?
No, that's
so
HIPAA.
Excited.
HIPAA law.
And that we're all going to spoon?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. But
do
okay.
They know that? Well, I can say Jerry Cerruti is one of them.
Oh, well, yeah, Jerry.
That's implied consent. Sorry,
okay.
Jerry.
So implied consent.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry, Jer.
Yeah, right. See, she's gonna be there at High Point Spring. So if you guys are wondering who the hell is this Jerry Cerruti that they keep alluding to that has all the grammar knowledge,
you guys will be able to meet.
You guys will know. And let me tell you, you do not want to miss out on that. That is worth the trip alone to High Point Market.
Today's podcast, Darla, is all about design harmony, and there's a lot of different spokes of it. What really resonates with me is the biophilic part of it, because we have a very sick child with mono, and she went outside for about an hour and bundled up, drank some hot tea, and when she came back in the house, she said she actually felt a little bit better.
Nature is curative. It's very healing. You know, when I'm feeling gloomy or moody or sad, if I go out for even just a brisk walk, I just feel so much better afterwards. And I say hi to all the birds.
Yeah, and Mike and Michelle are going to give us all these really great tidbits. I can't wait.
Mike Peterson and Michelle Castagna are going to tell us all about design harmony, the certification, why you guys need it, how you can use it to help your business and help your clients. Win-win-win-win-win-win-win. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Mike Peterson and Michelle Castagna. Mike Peterson is the founder of the innovative marketing and brand firm Visionary Design Marketing. Visionary Design Marketing's goal is to help companies create tailored, strategic, and effective communications that are founded in a clear understanding of their brand. Mike's experience is rooted in years as a leading advertising executive at Hearst Magazines, including House Beautiful, Country Living, and working with leading national advisors. His experience in the home furnishings industry include president and CEO of LaBarge Furnishings and vice president of corporate marketing for such companies as Henriden, Lexington, Drexel Heritage, and more. Holy cow. Let me tell you guys also a little bit about Michelle Castagna. Besides being an expert wingnut panelist at the Dakota Market, she is the founder of Muse Design Studio. Michelle Castagna is a distinctive designer with over 20 years of experience in high-end residential interiors. As an extremely perceptive designer, Michelle has an innate ability to understand and interpret her clients' desires. This allows her to not only transform her clients' living spaces, but also create a true sense of home. Wingnuts, help me in welcoming Mike Peterson and Michelle Castagna to the Wingnut Social Podcast. Welcome to the Wingnut Social Podcast, guys. How the hell are you?
Still kicking, thank you.
Mike.
Everything's great on my end. We walked through this microphone thing and Mike praised himself for getting the microphone set up. So that was a big feat for today.
Yes, even though Michelle did it for me.
Excellent. Michelle, you're hired.
You guys sound great, by the way. I love this new microphone program we're doing. It's really made a huge difference. So, guys, I was telling the Wingnuts listening, and Michelle, you were on our panel at the Dakota Market, and we did a live podcast, kind of live, recorded live, on biophilic design there, and you are an expert on that panel. And I know, Mike, that you raised your hand in the audience and you're like, hey, guess what? Guess what's coming up the pike at High Point Market in spring? There's going to be some fashion of certification related to, and I know it's not biophilic design per se, but related to it. And I think that you're calling that design harmony, because we were dying to find some information. How can an interior designer, interior decorator get some kind of credential attached to their, you know, their resume, their repertoire to get certified in this kind of design? So tell us just a little bit about what you got going on and we'll dig in.
Well, Design Harmony is essentially a program and it's a curricula now where designers can learn just a little bit more about the health benefits that they're actually providing to their clients. It's been anecdotal for years. We all feel that when we walk into a perfectly appointed room that we feel better. But today it's been proven, and we can go to the Mayo Clinic, we can go to the Salk Institute, Johns Hopkins, and learn the benefits of design harmony and the emotional benefits, the psychological benefits of design harmony. The certification you're talking about is something that the IFDA is putting together. It's the International Furnishings and Design Association, and we're hoping to have it ready for April market, but certainly by the second half of the year, where we're going to be developing CEU accredited classes, one on design harmony, one on one of the components of design harmony, which would be biophilic design. And we've just signed on a sponsor, Crestron, who is pulling together a CEU accredited class to talk about the health benefits that you get with the right kind of home automation.
Okay, so tell us a little bit for the listeners who did not hear that live podcast that we did with Jeffrey and Michelle, a little bit about the harmony part of it, I guess the biophilic part of this aspect that, you know, they might not be familiar with exactly. Natalie was saying, you know, her daughter, Abby, who was sick, went outside, bundled up, went outside in nature and felt better. But just a little bit more about that part of it.
So I think the clarification, just to start, so we're all on the same page, is basically this harmony word, we're trying to encompass harmonious environments. So biophilic is just one of the spokes of how to do that. So going into the biophilic, we resonate with things in nature. We may not realize it, but it's just inherent in the way we develop as humans. And I think that these elements are becoming so much more prominent and important for us to focus on because we are all running crazy every day. And we all have to hit the pause button. You know, back many, many years ago when winter would cycle, people would hibernate. They'd basically stay in their homes more often. And we are hamsters on a wheel that never get to step off the wheel anymore. And so we are trying to create the environments on the indoors that replicate the cycles in life and just bringing the indoors and outdoors together unified, because our lives have completely like merged into one big mass of there's no start and stop. So when we put ourselves back into nature, it instantly calms us. It instantly brings down our levels that cause stress.
What you said is dead on. In terms of biophilic design, it really has a sibling that has been used in Japan for now 30 plus years. It's called Shinrin-yoku. It's a fancy word, but translated, it means forest bathing. So essentially, doctors for the last 30 years in Japan have now been prescribing a medicine called Shinrin-yoku, where they prescribe that people that need psychological or emotional support, they send them out into the forest instead of giving them a bottle of pills. Again, the sibling to that is you can go out into nature to feel better and to be more healthy, or you can bring nature into your home. And that's what we're essentially talking about when we say biophilic design.
Right. Because we know the effects of the forest bathing Shinrin-yoku work, we're saying people need to be aware to bring these elements also indoors.
Okay, so let's talk about the biophilic part of the design is just one spoke of the wheel. Let's go into some of the other spokes.
Initially, with this course structure and the CEUs, I think for initial purposes that we're really going to be focusing on the home technology sector and how home technology can be used to execute a more healthy environment. And the biophilic is going to be another one that we're focusing on. And the third...
Okay, wait, let me touch a little bit on the technology and creating a healthier environment, which now makes sense that Crestron's sponsoring. I did want to nail in that tie-in. So just give me a couple of bullet points, a couple of examples on what you're talking about with technology helping you live a better life, more wellness.
And be careful with these examples because I'm really concerned Darla's going to run right out and we're going to have to get these examples. So just come on, Michelle. Help me out here.
No, don't listen to her.
The first thing that pops to my mind is the ability to control natural light. Natural light is a big influence on moods and emotions and feelings. And Crestron has the products that will be able to gauge and monitor and allow us to benefit from the appropriate amount of natural light. So that's the first example that I can think of.
And the appropriate cycles of light.
Yes.
Based off our circadian rhythm of lighting what we should be experiencing. And now because of technology, we have ways that we can control this better within our spaces.
You know, I'm really surprised with how many designers are unaware that light has certain temperatures that vibe with you and resonate with you. You can go all the way from daylight to that crazy 5,000 blue light that's fluorescent that are very unaware when they're speccing lights.
And experiencing them at the right times of day that our bodies are supposed to be experiencing that makes a huge difference as well.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. What are some other ways technology can help integrate for our wellness in this kind of situation?
I think sound has a huge ability on our mood too.
Definitely.
It's something as simple as music, and that kind of element is huge. And we can now filter those things through the home, through whatever high-tech speaker system or anything like that. So some of these things are simplistic in the thought process, but the way that we can execute them now, it's so fine-tuned that really can have a major impact.
I love it. And, you know, before every show, I put on my headphones. I jam the house music because it does affect your mood. And when I want to meditate, I'll put on nature sounds or classical or something like that. Absolutely love it. So, Michael, what is another spoke?
Well, I think another spoke would be, you know, we're all familiar with the word aromatherapy.
Yes.
But today we also have chromotherapy. And again, the ability to control the colors we experience in our home. And so those are three examples right there, Darla, that home automation and Crestron will be talking about.
I love it. And, you know, these are things I wouldn't have automatically just thought of that are not that obvious, but on a deeper dive, they're so important. And I absolutely, my dream, I don't have it right now, is to have like a smart home that's outfitted just intuitive, like with all these things. So I have a very personal interest in getting this certification. So you can tell I'm like really excited about it.
I'm sitting here as a non-designer listening to you guys, and I'm like, little light bulbs are going off. And in my opinion, it's like, this is so common sense, but it's like so overlooked in the little things that you say. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I mean, it's awesome.
It's funny because in residential design, it is not being acknowledged the way it should, but it's certainly been acknowledged around the world. We've already talked about Japan. We can tell you that in Canada, the doctors there are now prescribing trips to art museums, to galleries, to design centers. In the UK, they call it social prescribing. And it has hit the States in terms of commercial design. In fact, companies are spending billions of dollars to make sure they have the right kind of work environment that includes lighting and greenery. Take a look at Apple's new headquarters in California. It's a perfect example of biophilic design, for instance. Residential designers have been providing health in their designs for years. They're just not getting credit for it. And part of the mission of Design Harmony is that we get them that credit. And when we do so, they move from $150 an hour to $200 an hour because they're not providing just aesthetics. They're providing a healthier environment.
I love that you just said that because we had Julia McCoy on the show of the Bold Summit, and she was very, very helpful. And one of the things that she said to us and our listeners that stuck with me was their high-end interior designers are finding their way with niching towards values that the high-end clients believe in and want to invest in mm-hmm. as an interior designer. And this is definitely one of those areas. So certifications like this, like the Design Harmony, can help elevate you,
yep.
like you just said, from being $150 to $200 an hour with this kind of expertise for those high-end clients who believe in this, you know, are aware of it and want that for themselves and their family.
Well, the other thing we do in line with that is that during our seminars, we also offer ideas on how the designer can begin to market this approach to their business. You know, we give them suggested copy for websites. We just give them marketing ideas that will help, first of all, build their confidence, which is essential.
Sure.
Yes, I really can help you be healthier. Yes, just believe it. Doing it. And so now with that confidence, let's get the word out. Let's not just talk about colors and trends and some of the design basics. Let's talk about the fact that your heart rate will go down, your blood pressure will go down, and do it effectively.
As designers, we have to remind ourselves that it is way more than aesthetics, and that ultimately good design enhances a space, but it also should be enhancing the human condition. And if we focus on that as the premise to start what we're doing for somebody, the beauty will come out because that's what we're all trained to do. But we have to start with the emotional response to a space and what the end user needs.
I love it. And Mike, you said that the IFDA was the one that was going to establish this course. Now, do you need to be a member of the IFDA to get this certification, or can anybody get it?
Now, anybody can get it. The IFDA is open to having as many designers take advantage of the work that they're pulling together and the work that they're doing, because it's really for us and for me personally, it's a movement. You know, it's almost like being a businessman. It's almost like we're leaving money on the table. If we're already providing this value, let's get paid for it. Let's get credit for it. And so that's a big part of the Design Harmony curriculum. And so the IFDA is open to all designers to take advantage of this course.
Natalie and Giraffe.
Yes, Darla Jethro Powell.
Who is our go-to vendor for Darla Powell Interiors?
Oh, that's easy. Curry & Company.
And why is that, Natalie?
Oh, because let me tell you, they have beautiful stuff. They are every designer's and, of course, project manager, that's me, dream to work with. Because did you know that over 90% of their stuff is in stock? That's like 1,700 SKUs at all times.
I did. And Curry & Company has top-notch service, quick shipping, and very reasonable order minimums, which is really important, especially if you're a hashtag baby designer.
Absolutely. I know you guys go to them first. Say, hey, we're going to hit Curry & Company. What do they got? How can they help us? It's amazing. So, Darla, where do they have to run on over to?
That's right. So, guys, be sure to head on over to curryandcompany.com and scroll your little fingers on down to that designer checkbox and sign up for their stellar trade program today. Oh, and be sure to tell Beth Ann that we sent you. She's amazing.
I love Beth Ann. She's a fireball.
I wish I had her energy. Again, that's curryandcompany.com. You can thank us later.
And I know we discussed a little bit earlier that it was going to be launched at High Point, hopefully in spring, if not later on in that year. And then what are your intentions of where will these classes take place? Are you guys going to go around the country and just give out seminars and classes? Are we going to be able to find some of this online for those that are waiting, like Darla?
Yeah, both. We're building what I call a faculty of interested designers, designers who are already buying into this subject matter. So that we'll be building a network of speakers that will work with us around the country in Dallas, in Southern California, in Denver, in San Francisco. You'd be surprised that there are people already very interested in the subject and want to do more, want to contribute. So we'll be doing webinars, but we'll also have 5 or 6 hour classes in some of the major cities around the country in the second half of the year.
You know, I'm not surprised at all. I'm sure there's a great interest. I can tell you right now, I am hugely interested. And when I told my lead designer about this, Johanna Mirage, she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I want to get certified. I would love to do that. It's totally right up our alley. We're incredibly excited about this program. And I'm hoping it's going to be at Spring Market because Natalie and I are going to be there. And we would love to see, you know, any fanfare or fall draw surrounding it. But if not, that's okay. We're going to go to fall too. Right, Nat?
Yes, yes, we are going to fall too.
Okay, so once a designer goes through this course, they get certified. I'm guessing there's going to be some kind of badge or accreditation. How do you say it? Accreditation, Jerry Cerruti, they can put on their website that will help them. Because you did speak to the marketing aspect of it, Mike. Just tell us a little bit more about the kind of avenues that are going to be recommended for the designers who take this to market themselves.
We'll actually be building that into the seminar. We'll be offering ideas on how to rewrite your website, which is going to be pretty critical to make sure we start using the right phrases. I'll give you a sample. We worked with an ad agency in Dallas, Click and Company, and they helped us come up with just a basic phrase that designers should be able to use. And the phrase goes like this: our wellness-centered design helps busy, career-driven families feel at peace and experience an increased sense of worth that leads them to better health. So that's a paragraph that could be put on a website right now if you've already taken the class. So that's just one idea. We're working on all the rest, Darla, but that's a sample of what you can expect to get.
Right, sure. Yeah, this is still, I understand this hasn't launched yet, and there's still some brainstorming and some work in progress stuff going on, but that's a terrific start.
I had jotted down just something for just myself as a note and to, you know, even incorporate things that I'm going to be adjusting on my own personal website. And that as a firm, we take design as a way to prevent illnesses by encouraging stress-free, happy, creative environments that allow us as humans to flourish.
Oh, I love that.
Nothing in there is about the aesthetic.
I love it. That's awesome. So I would totally hire you, Michelle.
We'll hire each other.
Okay, so
designers can never do their own houses.
Okay, here's another question for you guys. Will there be any sneak previews or advanced classes doled out to specific podcast hosts in Miami, Florida for this course?
Oh, she's putting you guys on the spot.
Oh, yeah, I'm just really stoked about it. I'll tell you guys a little secret too, because, you know, we have been so busy here on the Wingnut social side of things. I don't know if you're familiar, some of the listeners are familiar, but we also have an interior design firm, Darla Powell Interiors. And I have to tell you, I was getting kind of in a rut. And the thought of specializing in this that I'm passionate about really helps to, you know, stoke those design fires again and wants me to kind of shift back over to the design side a little bit more than I have been as of recently. So thank you for that.
And it really adds depth to you as a business. And it's so much more meaningful when you fully understand and can internalize that you're doing something more than just designing a room. You really are creating a healthy environment. And Design Harmony is not going to allow you to put an MD at the end of your signature. But there's no question that you will be making your clients healthier because of what we're doing.
You can put a DH.
There you go. Put a DH.
There you go. And should designers budget for this course at all?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be free now.
No, I know, but I want to know how much should it. Listen, I'm always the money girl. I want to know how much should we budget for this.
I don't think this is going to be in the $1,000 range because we want to get this message out. We want this to work in the marketplace for designers. So yes, there will be a fee of some type, but it's not going to be outrageous. I suspect it's going to be in the couple $100 range. We want to be inclusive with this. This is not to kind of be elitist. We want as many designers to start taking advantage of this.
I love it. And I love that you said it's like a movement and I feel it. I'm swept up. I want to be part of the movement, guys. Here we go, Miami.
I'll send you a check, Mike.
My team wants to take this little course. So as soon as it's ready, you guys let me know. And actually for the listeners that are out there who are also chomping at the bit, who can't wait to get certified in Design Harmony, where can they go? Is there a landing page already where they can stay tuned for the launch?
I think anybody who's interested should probably get their names to you because we can start a back end mailing list going for when we do have the information. I think that everybody should check with the national and their own local IFDA websites for updates on this. And just through exposure like this and also the partnership with Crestron. And then we also have Century Furniture behind this movement as well. So I think through all those channels, it will just start to take on the life of its own that it needs to. And then we can engage people that have reached out with specific interest.
So don't worry, listeners, anybody that's trying not to write this down, we're going to put all this in the little show notes and maybe make a little note so you guys don't get lost on where to go. And of course, since Darla is so interested in this, I am sure she will keep our listeners updated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You guys just keep us on notice of when that launches and we'll be sure to let the listeners know. And I'm assuming I could be wrong. I mean, Wingnut Social is a social media marketing agency that both of you have some kind of social media channels where you can make some announcements as well, right?
Absolutely. We both would be promoting this through our social media as well.
And if anybody wants to reach out to me also, they can just email me at mike@visionarydm.com. We're fully behind this and we want to create as much exposure as possible. So feel free to reach out to me at that address.
As a designer, I would just like to say to designers out there that might hesitate with something like this, because we all know the culture that designers are egotistical, that designers are all about what they think is right. So I just want to say to other designers listening, if you hesitate with something like this, to just take a step back and think about the disservice you're doing to the client if you do not engage them from this directive, because the ego is great, but try to not think of it in terms of what's good for you and the directive that you are forcing on your clients. Because I think in design world, I think too many designers do that and they impose their beliefs and thoughts and aesthetics onto somebody instead of really thinking about what the end user gets out of it. And so that's part of this for me too, is that I want to change the way people view designers.
I love that. And I love that you said that. And that really goes back to what I was saying about restoking my fire for the design side, because it was getting all, this is pretty, this room's pretty, this room's pretty. And it was getting a little superficial, but this just for me just gives it way more meaning. As a designer, you want to help people. You want them to live their best lives. This just really takes it to another level. So I love that you said that, Michelle. I 100% totes agree with that.
I think it's important that designers recognize that the medical industry is already acknowledging something that we're not acknowledging as designers. And there's a great quote from the head of medicine at the University of Texas where she says, "Architects and designers have a greater ability to improve public health than medical professionals."
Whoa.
Yeah. And there was just a study done at the Mayo Clinic within the last couple of months. Dr. Douglas Wood, I think is his name, head of design and innovation at the Mayo Clinic, who says the future of medicine can be found in the home, before and after any incidents, because the home is preventative and it's also curative. If the medical industry is telling us that we're doing this, let's listen and let's start taking advantage of this knowledge.
Absolutely. I'm not just blowing smoke, guys, which I guess is an organic element. I'm really fired up. I'm ready to do it.
Well, we hope so.
Guys, yeah, absolutely.
And thank you for this.
No, thank you. If you guys need speakers and advocates, here I am. Okay. Okay, so you guys have given us a lot of terrific information, and we're really going to look out for the Design Harmony certification on the horizon. But now I have to ask you if you're ready for the What Up Wingnut round.
Oh, God.
I'm a little scared, but
me too.
Everybody always is like, oh.
Now it's time for What Up Wingnut.
I think this first question is quite apropos. Mike, I guess you can go first, and then Michelle. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be and why?
Can I get by saying I think you've got me stumped?
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Rim shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Michelle, you got to follow that.
That was a good, witty answer, Mike.
That's it for the month.
That was the best one yet, I have to say. Michelle, what kind of tree would you be?
Wow, he's really getting away with that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right up our alley. That's perfect.
I am going to say an aspen tree.
Ooh.
I have been drawn to aspen trees since I was a little girl living in Colorado, and I have no idea why. There's something about the gentleness of the way the leaves blow, and I actually had recently looked up just to see what the properties of that are, to see why maybe I'm inherently drawn to it. And it's so interesting because it symbolizes protection and overcoming fears. And this whole movement for me has been me conquering my own fears, because Mike dragged me into this a year and a half ago and I wouldn't talk in front of anybody. And so it's very relevant.
And look at you now. You're doing live podcasts. You're doing podcasts for thousands of listeners around the world.
She's a speaker around the country.
Yes. That's our first aspen tree, I think. I'm almost positive it's our first aspen tree.
Oh, I like that.
Next,
then,
what would the hashtag on your tombstone be?
I think he lived the dream.
That one didn't stump you.
No, several years ago, I had the opportunity to do a little local theater, and I had the good fortune to play the role of Don Quixote. And it really, really changed me and made me more of a dreamer, more of an idealist. It's been very important to me for the last many, many years. So he lived the dream.
Wow, that's something I didn't know about you, Mike. Okay, Dulcinea, what would your hashtag be?
I'm going to say nothing held back. Mm. I have always been told that I am blunt and straightforward, and I think in my life I give 100% to whatever it is that I engage myself in.
Excellent. If you could have only one superhero power, what would it be and why?
Maybe the ability to see into the future, to keep me from making all the mistakes I might be making.
Michelle, you?
I'm going to say teleportation. I would like to be able to blink and go wherever I don't have time to currently go, be wherever I want with people I love, and snap back to the chaos of life in an instant.
That's one of my favorites. I love that one. And last but not least, please recommend a book that has had a profound effect on you either personally or professionally.
The first one that comes to mind for me is a book called The Leadership Challenge by Kouzis and Posner. It's just a terrific, well-written, easy reading. Talks about how leaders inspire, how they motivate, and how they provide a vision for their followers. And it's a terrific book.
Awesome, Michelle.
I wish I had more time to read, but one of the last books that I read was called A Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. I tend to live my life where I put myself last and I put everything else first. And the book is really about to live 1 year saying yes to all the things that you normally would not. And it's a very insightful look into yourself and how you need to maybe be living your life a little different. So for me, it was a great book.
Those are two great recommendations. We haven't received either of those yet. I'm going to put those in my Audible queue and make sure I spend money. Ha ha, Nat. Sorry about that.
I'm used to it by now.
Guys, tell the listeners where they can follow you on social so they can be the first to hear all about when this launches.
For me, it's Mike Peterson on Facebook and on LinkedIn. Those are my two primary channels.
And for me, I mostly use Instagram, and it's at Muse, M-U-S-E, _design_studio. So Muse Design Studio.
Thank you guys for telling us all about the Design Harmony certification. I absolutely cannot wait. Please don't forget me. Let me know when it launches so I can be sure to tell the listeners. But I have a feeling the way I like to stalk people on these things that I will know, but just in case.
Thank you, Darla, very much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Have an amazing week. Natalie Ann Giraffe.
Yes, Darla General Powell.
I'm 100% sincerely going to get certified in Design Harmony. I can't wait. I really am stoked. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You really want to do this. It hits home for us. It's South Florida, kind of. Our whole home. I mean, we have so many windows and French doors. And that's when I was educated at the panel at Dakota that biophilic design is just the spoke of it, as Mike said. But you bring the outside in the home.
That is one spoke of it for sure. I know. And
I'm a little concerned about the technology part in you and what you might decide to go do with that. But other than that,
we're absolutely, by the time I'm getting done certified in this, going to have a brand new house, a smart home with full Crestron automation. Oh, and don't forget the Tesla solar roof with the battery wall. And
oh boy, I foresee myself getting another job maybe or some overtime in my future.
Just sign a few more clients.
Okay, we can do that too. That works.
Exactly. So don't worry, guys. We are going to keep you apprised of when this launches. I'm really hoping for spring market, but I don't want to get my hopes up too high. It's going to be worth the wait whenever it is, for sure. I'm not kidding when I say that, you know, the design side for me has gotten a little stale and a little bit of drudgery, honestly. I mean, this is a B2B podcast, and I can tell you guys are all designers. I liken it sometimes to what it must be like to work at Disney World. It's the happy place. It's the land of it. You know, when you go and you visit, it's all exciting. We love it. But then when you work there behind the scenes, is you see a whole new side of things, and it becomes work. It becomes a job. And even though you love it and you love doing the design part, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, I have been looking for something to really just kind of get me excited about something new about the design side. And I just really am whole hog, really into this as a movement, philosophy, certification, helping your business. I think it's a win-win.
Well, we know where to find Darla at Spring Market.
If it launches, then.
If it launches.
I think that's it for today, Natalie. Do we have any housekeeping?
I don't know. You tell me.
And I am speaking at PodFest. That's going to be March 7th in Orlando. So you can look that up. That's PodFest 2020. Just do the Googles and you will find that. And that'll also be in the show notes at wingnutsocial.com/podcast. And I think that's it for this week. Nat, you got anything else?
No. You want to tell them where to find us?
Wingnutsocial.com.
Ah, very good. You always forget that lately.
Oh, by the way, we have a new booking thing. So if you go to the services page and you just want to find out a little bit more about our social media marketing services, just go in there, click a little appointment on the calendar, and you'll get Kyle Cerruti, DeForest, or Natalie Ann Giraffe. And they'll tell you all about our services and hook you up with that sweet social media magic. And I think that's it for this week, Nat. Got anything else?
So long.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next week for more business and marketing info and insightful interviews with industry experts and design superstars. Can't wait? Then head on over to wingnutsocial.com for more great content to help you get your business to the next level.
What is design harmony and how can it help you? And how can it help you, madam? No, my God. Did you see J-Lo? Did you see her Super Bowl performance? Oh my gosh. I am so offended. Wingnuts, help me in welcoming. Welcoming. Wingnuts, help me in speaking the English language. Wingnuts, help me in welcoming Mike Peterson and Michelle, God bless America. I haven't even started drinking yet. Biophilic design. So she, what?
Nothing, you're doing great.
Then why are you over there gesticulating? I'm like, what did I say wrong? What are you doing? Like, you're over there basically doing calisthenics at me. I'm like, what? All right. Good boy, Mango.